In a summer otherwise given over to superheroes, cartoon characters, and digital droids, Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan says there's nothing more unusual than a suspense thriller intended for adults.
Insomnia is a kind of White Knights film noir. It's set in the summer in a town called Nightmute, Alaska, a place so far north of the Arctic Circle that the only darkness lurks in the hearts of men. There is plenty to go around.
This isn't some random psycho crime of passion.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe. But whatever happened, his reaction to it wasn't passionate. He didn't panic, didn't chop her up or burn her beyond recognition. He just thought about what we would be looking for.
Perhaps no one understands this better than director Christopher Nolan, whose last film was the indie powerhouse Memento. Memento was complex and unexpected, and having a director this thoughtful doing what otherwise could be a stock thriller results in considerably more texture than usual. Insomnia is a film that understands how immorality can seep into goodness, like a drop of blood seeping into the weave of a white shirt.
Killing changes you. You know that. It's not guilt. I never meant to do it.
Insomnia is a remake of an excellent 1997 Norwegian thriller of the same name that starred Stellan Skarsgård in the lead. The new script by Hilary Seitz sticks closely to that original, but director Nolan has had no trouble making the material his own.
I'm not who you think I am.
No. Walter Fitch, lousy writer, lonely freak, murderer.
Al Pacino stars as a detective sent to Alaska to investigate a particularly disturbing homicide. He gets help from a local cop played by Hilary Swank, but the case becomes uncommonly difficult. The 24-hour sun, which makes sleep impossible, starts to prey on the detective's mind.
What is it?
Someone's complaining about the noise. Says he can't sleep. Something wrong?
Well, it's so bright in here.
No, it's dark in here.
More and more, he feels trapped by the unceasing light, unable to escape from its punishing brightness. Adding to his difficulties are a series of taunting late-night phone calls from a voice who he immediately recognizes belonging to Robin Williams.
Hello?
Can't sleep, Will? Me neither.
Who's that?
I got a nap this afternoon, but I guess you had to work.
Who am I speaking to?
You get rid of your clock yet? Won't really help. When I first moved up here, I once went 5 nights. Can you believe that? This crazy light.
He plays an especially clever man, eager to engage the detective in elaborate mind games, trying to make him complicit in a growing moral darkness that threatens to envelop the entire case. Holding all of this together without apparent effort is director Nolan, making his studio debut. He revels in the intricate push-pull relationship between detective and suspect.
That tape was the only physical proof that you and I ever had a conversation outside of that interview room. To them, I'm just a writer that Kay Connell admired. And Randy Stetz is the killer, and you're a hero cop.
As one of the characters says, people give themselves away in small lies, small mistakes. It's just human nature. Insomnia investigates moral ambiguity as well as bad behavior, illuminating the risks even decent people run of losing their way in the dense thickets of crime.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, film critic for the Los Angeles Times.